Text 5. This is an extract from a talk by a writer.
Before you listen to text 5, read questions 11 to 13 now. Listen to text 5 and answer questions 11 to 13.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Mariana Chan, and I am here to tell you about my books. They are the Super 999 series of detective stories, written just for you. In my book, the characters are children your age, so they do things that you do. They play with their friends, they quarrel sometimes, and they enjoy snooping around the neighborhood. That is how they learn about the happenings in the neighborhood and end up investigating several mysteries. The first mystery revolves around missing slippers. Some children found that their slippers disappeared overnight. They wondered who the thief was. What was most intriguing was that the slippers were old and worn out, of no value if a peddler tried to sell them. They were also small, so adult feet would not fit into them. Why did anyone steal the slippers? Well, Stacy and Rodney are like the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, who found the culprit after lying in hiding for many nights. It was Humphrey the dog. Humphrey's owner, Mr. Tan, had gone overseas. So, feeling bored and lonely, Humphrey developed the habit of taking slippers to his kennel and biting them to keep itself occupied.
Question 11. What books did Mariana Chan write? Question 12. What slippers were stolen in the first mystery book? Question 13. Who was the thief? Listen to text 5 again.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Mariana Chan, and I am here to tell you about my books. They are the Super 999 series of detective stories, written just for you. In my book, the characters are children your age, so they do things that you do. They play with their friends, they quarrel sometimes, and they enjoy snooping around the neighborhood. That is how they learn about the happenings in the neighborhood and end up investigating several mysteries. The first mystery revolves around missing slippers. Some children found that their slippers disappeared overnight. They wondered who the thief was. What was most intriguing was that the slippers were old and worn out, of no value if a peddler tried to sell them. They were also small, so adult feet would not fit into them. Why did anyone steal the slippers? Well, Stacy and Rodney are like the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, who found the culprit after lying in hiding for many nights. It was Humphrey the dog. Humphrey's owner, Mr. Tan, had gone overseas. So, feeling bored and lonely, Humphrey developed the habit of taking slippers to his kennel and biting them to keep itself occupied.